Today, KMZU's Rocco Scarsello is speaking with the Missouri director of the National Federation of Independent Business, Brad Jones, about April's Small Business Economic Trends Survey, which recorded its highest reading ever.
The Small Business Economic Trends Survey is done every month. We've done it since like 1973, and it is really an index that takes the pulse of small business owners across the country. We've been doing this survey for a long time, and it is really one of the most respected small business surveys in the country. It's used by the Fed. It's used by most of the leading economists in the country. And what it does is it looks at about seven or eight things that are important to small business owners. And they basically ask the question, do you plan to increase employment? Do you plan to make capital outlays? Do you plan to increase inventories? Do you expect the economy to improve? Do you expect real sales to be higher? Do you have anything to do with the current inventories? Are you going to increase or decrease your current inventories? It talks about current job openings. Do you expect the credit conditions to get better or worse? Is now a good time to expand? And then earnings trends. So what it does is it asks small business people from all across the country every single month about those items. And then they put all of those items together in what we call the optimism index, or kind of how does small business feel about these particular things. And then they give it a grade, or they give it an overall number. And really, Rocco, what we're seeing in the April Economic Trends Survey is that small business sector out there is on fire. It really is. It's been growing. According to the survey, we've got record numbers for April, and really we've had these kind of numbers for about the last 16, 18 months now.
So what might these numbers from April indicate when trying to forecast for the future?
The one that is really gone up quite a bit is, do you plan to increase your inventories? And most important, do you plan to make capital outlays? Small business people right now are spending money on their business to expand, whether that be vehicles, whether that be the building itself needing to expand. They're looking at ways that while these conditions are strong, that they can go out and they can buy some more things to help improve the bottom line for their companies. So that's important. Biggest problem, Rocco, we're seeing right now, and it's been a real issue, is that we're having really trouble finding people to work. One of the number one biggest problems that we're seeing is that we've got small business people out there. They've got jobs, but they're just really having a really difficult time finding the people that match up with the jobs that they need. And so if there's anything that's kind of holding this economy back right now, I believe the fact that we're having trouble finding people to work.
So what sort of factors are contributing to there being a lackage of workers in the workforce?
Well, I think the fact that we're seeing, at least from our survey, we're seeing wages going up. It's a workers' market right now. I think if you don't like what you're doing, I think you've got a lot better opportunity right now to better yourself and go and find something that you really, really like and can make more money in the economy right now.
Thank you for that report, Rocco. For more about the Small Business Economic Trends Survey, visit KMZU.com. You can also share the story from the KMZU Facebook page. Be sure to tune in weekday mornings around 7:25 for the latest KMCU Newsmaker. I'm Brian Locke.